You're listening to Big Wigs. The bigger the wig,
the bigger the personality. Ooh, stunning.
Hey, Tom.
Miranda? Oh, I thought I saw Miranda.
Look at that, babe. It's Big Wigs.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
Look at big ribs and big wigs.
What's up, Big Wigs? We are back with a brand new show this week. We're Zooming it today. Not that you care, honestly. If you're listening to this, you're like, I don't give a fuck where you are. But guess what? Dre and I are over Zoom.
We're Zooming.
And I'm back from LA. We're back in New York. But it's been a busy week. So we want to give the episode. We want to do the episode. We have a lot to catch up on, right, Dre?
Yeah. And then we extended our recording day another day. So now we have even more to catch up on.
I know, because we had busy nights planned.
We did.
So anyway.
We did.
Let's get into it. How was your weekend? What's going on?
Weekend was good. It was a pretty quiet weekend, actually, around here. My parents are finally locked in on a house, so we're one step closer to them relocating to Jersey.
Dre is their full-time realtor. Like, literally. You're so nice. I mean, I understand the circumstances, but I'm also like, right. I don't... You're so nice.
They're coming back again because Saturday we have an inspection. So
they found a house. They bought a house.
Yeah, they pretty much are locked in, but they have to go through all the inspections beforehand. And I'm learning a lot about purchasing a home because I guess the last time I was so little. So this time we're learning a lot. But yeah, my weekend was very regular, except Friday I did go to Heather's show.
Oh, yeah, at the Beacon. Shout out to Heather McMahon and our cruise family. You know, can't go 20 seconds without mentioning the cruise.
Obviously. So we had a cruise reunion. Heather absolutely killed it. She is just, this was all about this, I guess you can call it her special. Yeah, because she probably is going to record the Bamboozle tour. I guess this leg of the tour, she's talking about her neck job. And it's a great, great comedy just about her doing her like life while doing this huge surgery, and then Jeff, her husband, is still needing her. It's classic. Yeah. Heather, it was so good, and the Beacon is so much fun. Everybody was having a grand old time, and we had a little after party, and then we all moseyed our way over to Flaming Saddles, which is basically
way to kick off Pride, honestly. Like, really,
yeah, June 1st. Yeah, it is. It's Coyote Ugly, but the gay version. It's fabulous.
Yeah.
It was a great time. I think I looked around and I didn't see anybody that I knew. And I said, it's time for me to go. Everyone was gone. We had my one friend, Rob, who is friends with Ray. Once Ray left, I was like, okay, I probably should get packing. And then Rob was like, okay, I got to use the restroom. And then I find myself looking around at 15 minutes. I was like, well, Rob must have left. Rob must have hit the bathroom and then hit the door. And then I'm just looking around and I had this random German man talking to me. I said, okay, sir, I got to leave. I got to go.
There does come a point in the night where you're like, where people just disappear and you're like, yeah. You know what? They didn't even have it in them to say goodbye. They didn't.
That's when you know it's the time has come and you have to go. So yeah.
Fun.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun. You were out of town, otherwise you were coming.
I know. I was sad to miss it. I was in LA. I went to LA on Wednesday. What day is it? Wednesday. I had a really busy day Thursday and Friday. And then we kind of did our own shit. Like, I had meetings, you know, I'm trying to sell my movie. We had a great meeting about that. Everything was good. And then Saturday, I went to my storage unit. I got to say, it's really emotional going to your storage unit. Like, it's really hard for me.
Why so? Memories are flooding back?
Because I'm really good at out of sight, out of mind. So I don't even think about it. As soon as I go in there and I open up a box or I see some furniture, I'm like, oh, my God. It just like, I don't know. It just like brings back a whole wave of like my previous life. Like it's hard. I don't know how else to explain it. I miss my stuff. But when I don't see it, I'm okay. I'm okay today. I don't think about it. You know what I mean? Like I really do.
I've totally forgotten about it, actually.
Out of sight, out of mind. I guess I'm good at that. But
yeah,
it was hard. But we did sell a couple things. So that was good. People are always like, what's your plan with it? I'm like, I don't know. At this point, I'll probably move it. It's, you know, if I can make enough money, I'll move it back to New York and get either a storage unit here or when I have a bigger apartment here. That's my plan.
Yeah.
Because I don't think I need anything to be in LA. Like when I get my next apartment in LA, I'll do the same thing I did. I'll get all new shit. Like I just don't. I don't really. I've moved maybe 17 times since college, and like
that's insane.
I don't really see the point of like dragging certain shit across the country anymore. I don't know. I'm over. I've changed my views. You know what I mean?
You have to, because you can't be lugging shit across country all the time. It's expensive, and you can also find, unless you're really have a special piece of furniture that was passed down or something.
Yeah. I have one like really cool, like very expensive modern like glass table that my parents got in Italy or something. So that has to stay. But other than that, you know, if anyone needs a queen size gorgeous bed that I had made that I lived in for 4 months, I had it like customized, like the headboard and everything. I'm like, fuck.
Oh my gosh. Are you serious?
I know. I'm okay to part with it. You know,
it's like, well, I need a new bed, actually.
Well, if you want to go to that storage unit, it's a queen. Yeah. I don't have the mattress for it, but I have the frame.
Okay. But I can handle a mattress.
But anyway, wait, I had two celebrity sightings in LA. Don't we love a good celeb sighting?
We love a good celeb sighting. Yeah.
So on Saturday, we went hiking with Stu.
Stu, Chef Stu, you guys, we love Chef Stu. We've done videos with him.
Chef Stu and his friend Shane came along, who's also Irish. And, you know, the accents were just off the chart. I was like, his accent's way better than yours. But Stu's been in LA for so long that it's like he's too American now. You know what I mean?
Has he kind of lost it? I guess when you see a true Irish accent, you can kind of compare.
Yeah, I was like, wow, that's good. That's and good. I was like, stupid. He wins.
That's a good one.
Yeah, but it was so fun. You know, we did Runyon, although we couldn't. You can't hike up the like hard part of Runyon because of the fires. It's like closed, no. I guess, which is weird. So we did like the like tamed part up and then the hard part down. But
nice.
We're on Runyon. We're coming down. I spot a man 10 feet away from me. There was a girl, like a younger girl, and a guy in a Hawaiian button-down shirt open with another shirt under, cargo shorts,
okay,
some big fucking sneakers. And who do you think it is? I go, oh my God, Jared, it's Adam fucking Sandler. And I was like, and his daughter. And I was like, that's a good Runyon spotting, you know? I didn't say anything. Don't worry. I didn't go up to him or anything. I just took it in, you know? I was like, that's a good omen.
That's a really good one. And he, of course, he's just in his Adam Sandler dad clothes.
He could have been going to dinner or Runyon. You know what I mean?
Like, you never know. You never know with him.
Yeah.
That's why I love him. So he was just on a hike with his daughter.
Yeah. His daughter, I remembered from the movie that they did. Yeah.
Yes.
And so I was like,
he has
oh my God.
Such a beautiful family. That is crazy. Okay. But
she looked way older. I was like, oh, she's like 25 now. I mean, she's probably not. Yeah. But like teenagers like look older, you know, maybe she's 18. Right. I don't know how old she is. But I was like, oh, she got older from what I remember.
But does it ever occur to you? I know you're not supposed to talk to them because obviously they don't want to be talked to. But he's actually a really nice celebrity and he's very receptive to fans. But my thought is, oh my God, this is my moment. This is my chance to pitch him something. I'm like, if ever I see somebody to that level.
No. Not on Runyon with his daughter.
I know, but it would cross my mind. And then I would say, no, I can't do that, obviously. But
what are you pitching? You know what I mean?
Oh, girl, I have no idea. I'm just thinking if you see somebody, you're like, oh shit, this is the one. Like, when are you going to? I remember this one time I was applying for a job at Betches. I'm not even kidding. This was like 8 years ago, and I was applying for the job, writing my cover letter, and who walks by but Aileen, one of the owners of Betches. And I saw this as my, now this is a very different level.
Very different level, and also, I can't wait to hear where this goes. Yeah.
Well, I didn't go up to her, but I was on the phone with my brother, like, correcting my cover letter, and I'm like, oh my gosh, it's a sign. I obviously should get this job because I see her, and I should just go up to her right now and say I'm applying to the job. And it didn't work out. I didn't get the job, and I didn't go up to her. So
I think both are okay.
Are they?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe you just whatever is meant to be will be. But I also think that moments like that sometimes happen for a reason.
I think certain moments happen for a reason. But I think I also take seeing certain people as just like a sign, like a good sign. I don't need to do anything on it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I've never run into Adam Sandler before. I wasn't about to go up to him with his daughter. But wait, I had another good celebrity sighting at my gate.
At your gate.
Yeah. You don't go on Threads because I've tweeted all this. Everyone on the internet knows my sightings.
Everyone knows. Yeah.
Gail King was on my flight home. I grabbed Jared. I go, oh my God, Gail King's on my flight, on my Delta flight.
No.
Gail King travels like a fucking normal person.
Please give us her fit.
Space
what was her
queen
travel fit?
Gail King. Space Queen Gayle King. She should have a shirt made that says Space Queen.
Yeah, she should. She should. She's not Space Queen.
Honestly, she was in like a long, like, I want to say like a jacket of some sort and like a purple dress. I was like, is she coming straight from a job? Like a long maxi skirt or dress or something.
Okay, so she travels in style. Maybe she did have an event that she just came
from. And, you know, she had a couple carry-ons with her. She was flying first class. This is the best. So we were in like Delta Comfort. You know, I'm a mid-tier girly right now. I wasn't in Delta One. And we got on, you know, when you go down like the aisles, like you go to the aisle that has like A, C, E or whatever your seat numbers. We did the wrong. We accidentally went down the wrong one. So in Delta One, Jared's like, oh, come here. We have to go on the other side. And we like cross over. He didn't even realize we did this. We cross over in the same aisle. Gayle King is on the end. I'm like, oh, my God, she must think we're coming over to be like, can I get an autograph? Like
Gayle.
I was like, Jared, and he didn't know until after. I go, why did we have to cross over in that aisle? She's going to think we're like fucking trying to come and talk to
her. Yeah, exactly.
And he was like, I didn't even know. Like he wasn't even paying attention. He was like, I just knew we were in the wrong aisle. And she was in Delta One. And then this is the best. We get to JFK and it was really, really late. And our bags were like on the, you know, coming down the belt or whatever. And it like something got stuck and it like froze, you know, so that we couldn't get our bags. And she's standing there. She's just standing there. No one's even there with her. She's just like normal Nancy fucking standing there. And I guess
I'm shocked.
Someone finally comes to like fix it, like move the one bag that I guess stopped all the rest of them from fucking coming down. Her bag was like second. And she's up there and she's like trying to pull it off herself. And I go, Jared, go help Gayle King. She's trying to get her fucking luggage off the belt that's stuck.
No.
No one helped her.
I'm shocked that no one
She had already gotten it,
but
while I was telling him, she had already like pulled it. But I was like, I can't believe some other person wasn't like, oh my God, Gayle King, I'll
help you.
I love you. Let me help you get your bag. Like, I would be... we were like a little far away and I watched this happen. And then she was like, she like struggled for a second and then she got it. You know, she's cool. And
celebrities, they're just like
us. Like us. Honestly,
why is
like
she
us.
Not flying Oprah's private plane? Where is Oprah's PJ?
You know, I guess she's a fucking Delta girly. She was like, fuck it. I'm taking Delta away.
Get those points, Gayle. We love a humble queen. I mean, that is just so down to earth of her.
So fun.
Grabbing her own bag. That's good. Those are really good celeb sightings. That's pretty crazy.
I thought so too. I was like, those are major
for
people.
Two in a row, back to back. That's really crazy.
Yeah. Thank you.
Good. You're like, you're welcome. Yes. Listen.
Okay.
They don't happen often.
No. That you have a big wig bite. And I'm gonna challenge you with it.
Okay, I'm excited. So went to lunch with our girl Carla. You guys, Carla is the reason I got to watch Weapons Live. She's a big wig. So we went to lunch. I went to lunch with her and she brought me to Joe's Shanghai in Chinatown. And I actually had never been to Joe's Shanghai. Old school. She was like, what? You never been to Joe's Shanghai? So if you guys are looking for a delicious soup dumpling, head on over to Joe's Shanghai. I thought the soup dumplings, it was the most delicious taste. Like the broth that was inside and the meat. We got the pork. And it was just that.
Do they have others than pork?
To taste. They do have others.
Oh, I didn't know. I think I've only had pork.
The only other soup dumpling place that I loved was in Flushing, Queens. And they're well known for their soup dumplings. But where is... That was definitely my big wig bite of the week at Joe's Shanghai.
There's nothing better. Can I ask you, do you know how to properly do your soup dumpling, like when you eat it?
Yeah, so she was telling me you take a small little bite. So you have it on a little soup of the... Oh, the top. And that's where you suck the juice out? She was just like, you can make a hole anywhere. And I was like, okay. I was making a hole. So you guys know...
Well, if you make it on the top, it doesn't fall out into
fall
the...
out of the place.
Into
right.
the
that makes
spoon.
Sense. Yeah.
I always do the top, and then I pour on a little of the, like, vinegar sauce or whatever, and then sip it, and then bite it. That's my strategy.
That's a really good strategy. Should have used that.
But you can bite it wherever. But if you bite it on the side, you're risking the fallout.
Yeah, exactly. And mine... And the juice did fall. So soup dumplings are filled with this nice soup... It's really just like a packet of soup and meat, for those of you who don't know what a soup dumpling is.
I think we need
to
cut this clip of just us describing how we eat a soup dumpling, because this is so random for us, but it's so funny.
So the soup dumpling, Courtney describes eating a soup dumpling.
I challenge you to try. Okay, so it's a little more elevated than a Joe's Shanghai. It's a little more sexy, a little more trendy. But Kings County Imperial, the OG is in Williamsburg, and then they also have one in the Lower East Side. Okay. And you can't get them delivered. So you have to go there. They won't deliver the soup dumplings, but go and get the soup dumplings there and then let me know which is your favorite. Because they're out of this world. Like, they run out. You know what I mean? They run out.
Oh, like, that's how good they are.
They're like a limited thing. Yeah. But wow. Kings County Imperial. You can go. You can get like a good drink. They have like really fun cocktails and then get the soup dumplings.
I'm into it.
Great spot. Like Jared and I used to always, I mean, we haven't gone in a minute, but we used to always go. I'll go with you. We used to always go and sit at the bar there because it's like right near us by the Lorimer stop. And yes, you know, it's so good. The soup dumplings are heaven.
Oh, by the Lorimer stop. That's close.
Yeah. Kings County, honey.
That's where we got to go.
I ate great in LA. I had great food. I went to Uchi. That's my bite of the week. Uchi is, those of you probably listening probably have an Uchi near you because I went in Miami and we absolutely loved it. And then we were like, oh my God, there's one in West Hollywood. And so we went there. It's like, you know, fancy, expensive ass sushi. It was so good. And then there's Uchi in like Denver, Austin. It's kind of corporate now, I think. But
damn,
not New York. So I was glad we got to go. But it was so good. I don't even like, you know, their rolls are just like special rolls. And I'll tell you my bite of the week. They have this thing called the hot stone. And maybe you've had this elsewhere. And it's a hot stone. The name says it all. Mm-hmm. And then you get Wagyu on the side that's already like salted. And you like cook it yourself on the hot stone, like 6 or 7 seconds on each side. And it, like, and then you dip it in a little ponzu and it melts in your mouth like butter. It was so fucking good. I'm starving.
That's
now
making my mouth water. Actually.
I know. I'm like thinking about that hot stone. I'm like, oh God, why'd you bring this?
Damn.
Up?
Yeah, I was just wolfing down Chipotle because I was so hungry, and it was I was texting you like, can we push this back a little bit? I'm stuffing my mouth with Chipotle, but now I really want Wagyu. That's can't really compare to that.
No, it's so good and so expensive, but so worth it. You know,
you got to have those nights though.
My friend was like, oh my God, your favorite breakfast burrito at Great White is like $22 now, and I took one pause and I go, worth it.
Honestly, worth it. It really is. You recommended to me a breakfast burrito. Wow, we're really getting into food. But I did love it. I thought it was delicious. Ugh. The one in Brooklyn.
Oh, at Ceremonia. Can't go
Ceremonia.
Wrong.
Ceremonia, yes.
It's heaven.
It was delicious.
It is. And their breakfast sandwich on the biscuit is heaven, too. They're really good. They're expanding this summer. They're that popular now.
Damn. Well, good. They need more space. That place was packed when I went in there. Yeah. I was like, oh my God, this place was.
Do they have the
bumping
mic? They have like a microphone and they'll be like, Andrea.
Oh, yeah.
If you're like across the street.
Because everybody's outside. Yeah, there was not enough space in the store.
So funny.
That makes sense.
Anyway, we delayed this because we had events last night. Let's go over our quick events. Yeah, shall we?
Yeah, we shall.
I went to my friend's movie premiere, New York premiere. Their movie comes out on Friday. Called Woo. I Don't Understand You, and it's starring Nick Kroll, Andrew Reynolds, Amanda Seyfried, who else is in it? Morgan Spector's in it. It's so good. It's like it's a comedy really on steroids. It's like a comedy that's also like super violent and on steroids. Not horror, yeah, but gory. It gets there. It goes there.
Okay, which you can appreciate.
Oh my God, I absolutely loved it. So my friends David and Brian, who actually lived in my apartment in LA for a couple months, so they wrote and directed this movie in Amazing. Italy based on like a trip that they had. So, you know, but they took it a notch further because I'm like, there's a lot of like, you know, drama or horror kind of violence in it. And I'm like, wait, what? But it was so good. And like to have Nick Kroll and Andrew Reynolds like play them is so funny.
Did they go into it thinking, do you know, if they wanted Nick Kroll to play?
I don't think they had them in as like, I don't think they wrote it like with them in mind, but yeah. I think they were like the perfect pick for it. I don't know if there's anyone like who was in it before or whatever. I don't really know. But they were so like ground. Their relationship and their dialogue was so grounded, so real. But the movie is so crazy and like cartoony and like goes insane. But it's getting a wide release. They debuted it last year, I think at, I forget which film festival. I don't want to say the wrong one. But it comes out on June 6th, on Friday, in theaters.
I saw the trailer, and it looks hilarious, I will say.
It's so funny. And you'll love it because it's in Italy. Like,
yes, they go on a trip to Italy.
They shot it for 6 months in Italy.
Gorgeous. Oh, what a Yeah. Talking about goals, that's my goal, to shoot.
So cool.
To be on location in a beautiful place and get to live there for months.
Yeah. I mean, it was a lot because, you know, they had to go scout and then they had an Italian crew they worked with and everything. And but I think it was like like less intense of like union rules. So I think
it was
a lot more fun for them. Sorry. But last night I got to hug Nick Kroll, who I love so much. Like since Kroll show, like he's one of my heroes. Always been one of my idols. Like I just think he's so good at character. He's so funny. So good at stand up. Like he really is a multi-hyphenate that I look up to. Yeah. And his shows are great. And Publicity is iconic. Remember Publicity when he's like,
I
got bangs.
Those clips come up all the time for me on social and I'm obsessed. All of his characters are so good.
So funny. So I just said hi. I was like, hi, I'm Anna. Yeah. I'm a friend of David and Brian's. I was like, you were amazing in the movie. And he gave me a hug. It's like, hey,
that's amazing.
And I met Amanda Seyfried. I don't know how Seyfried. I think it's Seyfried. That's what I've always
said. Seyfried, yeah.
And she's
that
a really
sounds right.
She's been a close friend of David and Brian's for a long time. So she's in their other movie too. And
okay, cool.
I said David introduced me, and I was like, "Hi, it's so nice to meet you." And I bit my tongue dry. I didn't say I'm the number one fan of Mamma Mia. I was gonna say something, and I was like, "Ooh, don't do it, Anna. Just be cool. You're a friend. You guys are all friends.
Just be cool, okay?"
But I thought it. I thought, "Oh my God, if only she knew how much I loved Mamma Mia."
Yeah. You have to think about how many times they hear it, but I think it still means a lot to them. You know, I have to believe.
You'll love this. It was at the after party was at this restaurant in the East Village. And because the movie takes place in Italy, we were greeted with frozen Aperol spritzes or regular spritzes. And they had like homemade pizzas just like all over the place. And they were like handing out, you know, like ceviche and stuff. It was like.
Okay, stunning.
It was like very on theme. It was a really good night. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
It was fun.
Oh, they did good press for this. Okay.
Yeah. No, it was great. I can't wait for you to see the movie. I don't want to give too much away. You know what I mean?
I know. Well, the trailer, honestly, it's one of those movies where the trailer is so, it shows so much of
what
happens.
Yeah, it does show the whole movie, kind of.
And I'm like, okay, well, I feel like I it was just a good summary of the movie, but I'm still going to watch it, obviously.
Yeah.
Love that.
You also went to an event. I was going to go with you, but I didn't go. I had to go to support my friends.
You were like, listen, my friends also have a movie premiere. I was like, you know what? I get it. Last night was the premiere party for Next Gen NYC. So it's all the Bravo kiddies, you know, there. We've got, of course, Gia. And I didn't know which parents were going to be there, but it was a pretty gorgeous event. It was very tight knit. It was very intimate. Right when you walked in, it was at Fly Fish Club, which I guess is like, a members only. We've actually been there.
Yeah, I've been there a couple times now.
And now I'm like, oh, this is what people are. Okay. But we were upstairs. And so this room was like just more of like an event space with a middle bar in the middle. So right when you walk in is the red carpet. But as soon as I walk in, I see Teresa, Gia, and Louie, and Gia's boyfriend.
Oh my God.
On the red carpet taking pictures.
Do they know you by seeing you, or do you have to be like, hi, I'm Andrea? I
definitely feel like with Gia now recognizes my face, but Louie does, but Teresa, I always have to go up. She just meets so many people, I think. So I'm always like, and I'm wearing the wig. I don't know.
She's a little clueless. You were wearing the wig?
No, I'm saying sometimes when I am wearing the wig, I guess people kind of have a hard time recognizing us, you know, just out. But Teresa, I always say, hi, Teresa, it's Andrea, I do you. She's like, oh my God, yeah. Like she's always, always her response, you know? But, oh no, I have big news. So aside from everybody that was there, like Brooks Marks was there, Meredith Marks was there. Those were the parents. And I got to talk to Meredith Marks for a little bit. But as you all know, I did a charity show for the LA fires. You were there and I was on stage with Melissa. Okay. And obviously,
which is out of your control.
Which was out of my control. I did. Melissa came up to me backstage. She asked if I wanted to, if she could introduce me. And I said, yeah, that totally makes sense to me. You guys will be up on stage. Then you'll introduce me. Then I'll come up on
right.
stage.
And you're fake really Teresa. You're not Teresa. I'm sorry. It bothers me because I'm like, you're not. You're
right,
I'm not a different person.
Totally. So it's hard to know like what is right. Now, did I know that there was going to be this whole like sprinkle cookie bonanza on stage? No. So that whole thing happened that I got a lot of DMs from people that were not happy with me, like her fans that were like, what a traitor. I can't believe you would do that. That's so fake of you. And I was like, guys, this wasn't even that, it's not that serious. This is a charity show. And so I apologized on my Instagram and kind of just like let it die down. A couple of Teresa's people reached out to me and they were like, listen, that wasn't a good look for you. I said, I'm sorry. So at this event, I, in my mind, I thought this would be a good time, I guess. And so a couple of our friends encouraged me to like go up and just be honest with her. So I did, you guys. I walked up to Teresa. And I was
all
like,
of this
Teresa.
Is so weird. I'm like, you shouldn't even have to do that. You should be able to be like, hi, it's me. I'm a comedian. She'd be like, okay, great.
Right, exactly. In order,
did she even know about the drama? Probably not.
So, yeah, so not really. Yeah, so I was like, why did I even bring that up? All I had to say was, hey, I just wanted to say that I'm so sorry for that charity show. It kind of came off wrong, and I never want it to come off that way. I shouldn't have been on stage with Melissa, and, you know, I just want you to hear it from me. She was like, oh, well, thank you. Yeah, I didn't really understand why you did that, but I appreciate it, and that's nice of you. And I said, thank you so much. And then I brought up a couple of the jobs that I'm planning to do with her, and she was like, wait, what are you talking about? So I don't even think that she was a part of that, which is kind of what I thought already. It was her team that thought, okay, we need to maybe not do this event with her, maybe not do this event with me. So that is kind of what happened. There was a little bit of a fallout. But Teresa's not angry. She was very nice. She was like, well, you look really nice. And I was like, thanks, you too. You look really pretty. And then she walked away and I was able to get a video with Gia. So I feel better about it. But you know me, I hate confrontation.
Yeah.
So to even go up to her, I was like holding my arm, like scratching it.
It's
like,
not even confrontation.
It's not. It's
you
really.
You got to reframe your brain because it's not confrontation. But that, you have no beef with her.
Right. I don't think. Right. Of course, all of her fans, the tree lovers are like, yes, such a traitor. But it's really not. It was never my intention. And you know, I would never even do that. We do these impressions to add to the people, like to promote them more. And because we find something funny that they do entertaining. So we want to show that to more people.
Yeah.
That's the way I take it. So the event was really fun. Louis was standing around. Louis was supportive. Gia's boyfriend was supportive. It was so cute to see everybody. And yeah, I'm interested to know how the show is going to turn out. I watched, they didn't show us the premiere. Mm. We're supposed to all go home and do our little homework. So it's on Peacock app. It premieres June 3rd, but then you'll be able to watch it on Peacock June 4th.
Got it.
So this week. So I have to wait till tomorrow to watch it on my Peacock app because that's how I watch all my Peacock shows. That's how I watch all my Bravo shows.
Love it. Love it.
Yeah. It was a really cute event.
Well, I'm glad you had that moment. So many celebrity sightings, guys. We've just only been name dropping. We're going to take a quick break.
I know.
And wash our mouths out with fucking soap. We'll take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Welcome back in. Listen, I don't even know if we're going to get to everything that we have written down here, but let's try.
Let's try. We got to come in first with our take on, you watched it. You watched And Just Like That, right?
And I watched it. Yes, I did.
Can I ask?
Wish I had it.
Yeah. First of all, we have to talk about it because it was, what a premiere, I will say. It was amazing and traumatic and it gave me all the feels. And I really just, it was everything I wanted out of And Just Like That. You know what I mean? Like, I think it was a 10 out of 10 episode for me.
Really?
Really. Honestly, you can't go in with expectations. This is not Sex and the City. And people need to get over it.
People forget.
This is a whole new series. I went and saw these girls talk. I went and saw the Radio Andy episode, by the way, I think was out yesterday or this week on Monday.
Ooh, okay, where they talk about the whole season.
Yeah, he interviews them. But like, you know, a big thing is like, this is not Sex and the City. Just remember that. These characters have grown up. This is a new life. They're breathing new life into these characters. What did you think?
Well, I skipped over the entire season 2. So coming into season 3, didn't really know what I was going to see. But I knew that Miranda had her whole Che era.
No, Che was gone.
Che was gone, but I had known that Miranda was exploring her sexuality. I thought we might get another relationship out of her. So did I think it was going to be Rosie motherfucking McDonald? Wait, Rosie O'Donnell. Yeah. No, I didn't. No, I did not.
Who's Rosie McDonald?
It rolled off. Right off my tongue. Yeah, yeah. Rosie O'Donnell.
O'Donnell.
I really wasn't expecting O'Donnell. I don't know what year it is. Okay, O'Donnell. I didn't like that they had her as this nun /
virgin.
Virgin nun. That's actually a key word. So that for me was kind of what threw me off of the entire.
I loved her in that role. I thought she was serious. I thought she was honest. I thought to see Rosie O'Donnell fuck. Yeah. Sorry, we're going to give it away, but you had a week to watch. You know, you had half a week to watch it. And fuck Miranda. I was like, what? This is like a millennial, like fever dream. Like, what is happening here?
But it why did they make it her first time? I just could not understand. Like, this was her. What? She was a virgin? Rosie O'Donnell, a nun.
She left the convent and she was like, I'm going to New York City. I'm going to fuck someone and I'm going to see Wicked. You know, it was like,
I'm going to see Wicked. I'm going to go to the M&M store and then I'm going to buy Miranda M&Ms.
I got to tell you, my biggest issue with the Rosie storyline was when she sang For Good. Why was it so bad?
Oh, my God.
I was like, why did
that hurt my soul?
Why couldn't Rosie sing just a little more on key? Was she directed to sing it poorly, or was that just what fell out? Like, were they like, we actually don't have time for another take. We'll just go with it. You know, like I go, what? Why is she singing it so off key?
I think that was the charm of her character, really. I got chills, awkward chills all over my body after that scene. And then the other awkward scene.
Yeah.
Let's get
into it. Wait, real quick. I want to say one thing why I loved it. And I discussed it with Jared after. And this is something really important for Miranda. Miranda in And Just Like That, all through season two, all through season one, she has never had high status in any of her relationships. Maybe a little bit when she sees Steve, but it's not a good relationship at this point in life, in time.
Yeah.
So for her to have this high status role over Rosie, I was very into, because I was like, oh, my God, this feels like OG Miranda. Like, for her to be like, what do you mean? Yeah, I figured it was from Wicked. Like, she had this like edge to her. And we've not gotten that. She's been so insecure about like her relationships and her work and stuff, like that it hasn't felt like Miranda as much as we like remember and love. So I was like, oh my God, I love this, because she's the cool one now. Like, she, so I think
she's reclaiming her bit of herself.
I think it was like a power move to have Miranda be this like, who the you're a virgin? Like, oh my God, like, are you serious? So that was the one, I think that was what I loved about it, to be honest, because I'm like, oh, we got like a power Miranda back. Like, we haven't had that.
Good take.
Thank you.
I can see that. I can appreciate that. I just really thought, why Rosie? It's an interesting cast choice, but okay.
Michael Patrick King has tried to write a role for Rosie in all three seasons of In Just Like That. I got this tea at the recording. And
oh, this is good.
She hasn't been available until this season. And so he finally like found a storyline that he could like put in. You know what I mean?
Well, it's always that virgin nun storyline. We love that.
We love it.
Oh, my God. Okay. And then the phone sex scene.
Cringe.
So is Aiden's taking care of his children in another state?
Oh, my God. Dre, you got to go back. Yeah. Aiden's son is like experimenting with drugs and he's like not doing well. And crashed their car and there was a lot of drama. So he had to go home. I don't remember where home is. Somewhere like in the South or something. And so then they have this like arrangement, because she just bought this massive house in season two, and they have this like arrangement that like he'll be back within 5 years or something. And like
5 years.
Yeah. And like Carrie is traditionally good at being like, that's fine, I'll make it work. Like, she just like will do whatever, even if it's not necessarily her preference. And so, yeah, it's a weird arrangement. And so I guess he said, well, if I'm not with you, I don't want to talk to you. And she's still okay with that. And I'm like, what in what world is anyone okay with that? If you're going to be together, you bought this 5-bedroom, huge house on Gramercy Park and he's gone for five years. Like,
5 years seems a bit much. I think that we could take care of our kid and we could head on back to New York. I think maybe the kid could come live with him in New York. I don't know why this 5 years is such a long time.
And so they have phone sex. He gets drunk and cracks and he calls her and he wants to have phone sex. And it was like watching your parents naked. I felt like it was like,
no,
my mouth was like open the whole time. I was like, how, what?
It did go by so fast.
Really? I thought it went real long. I was like, oh no, now he's licking the hand, touching.
Why? What is that? What was that? That was just him trying to be sexy. I don't understand.
No, he needed lube. That was his lube.
Yeah, I know. But but we didn't have to show. We could have used our imagination, you know? The audience is smart. We didn't need to see
that. I'll tell you why it was so cringe. Because we've never seen Sarah Jessica Parker do nudity on Sex and the City or in Just Like That. She has never done a nude scene. I don't know if you remember, but in Sex and the City, she goes to bed in like pajamas with a dress on top and pearls. Like, she's fully, like, layered, yeah. you know? Like,
yeah.
I mean, she wears, like, sexy, cute outfits. And, like, we've seen her in bras and stuff. But we've never seen her do nudity. So this felt like porn. You know what I mean? And even though she wasn't yeah. naked, like, seeing her touch herself was, like, a shocker to all of us. I think we were like, and, like, same with him. Aiden's, like, this clean cut. You know what I mean? This, like, lumberjack, yeah. like, nice, chill guy. And to see him, like, fucking ball out, literally, I was like, oh, what is happening?
I don't know if they were trying to bring back that immature high school-ness of them two, but I didn't need it. I just thought it was very juvenile. It felt like we were looking at two high school kids, like, that just discovered phone sex, and they're like, oh my God, we're going to do this.
Yeah. I felt like a little weird. Charlotte didn't have a good storyline in this first episode.
I didn't. Agreed. I actually don't even know what Charlotte's storyline was. The dog. What was she doing?
She had the dog who was maybe attacking the other dog in the park. Oh, this is the best. Yeah. Shout out to Bill Berlone. He's an animal trainer. He does all the East Coast animals. I've interviewed him for a different podcast. Oh, and yeah. And he has an awesome story. He does all the animals on Broadway, any of this East Coast productions. And in the scene, I freaked out in the scene in the park where the other French bulldog comes up and attacks the woman who's angry that Charlotte's dog yeah. is like attacking her dog. Then you see another dog comes and attacks the dog, and Charlotte's like, see, it wasn't even my dog. He's mm-hmm. the guy in the scene. And I thought, oh, he's probably doing it because the dog has to attack him or someone.
Yeah.
So like yeah. it's his dog and he trains it. So he was like, I'll take the hit for this.
Needs to be me.
And I was like, that's Bill Berlone, animal trainer, famous animal trainer.
That's so great. And you got to interview him. So
fun.
You knew.
Yeah, I knew. I can't wait for the next episode, honestly. I do have a video.
I think you're the only person. Everyone else is
done.
Traumatized from this past one.
It was scary. Oh my God. Did you see Cynthia Nixon in an interview yesterday that was like going around and goes, I think I posted it where it's like someone is interviewing her. It's a show, I want to say in the UK or in Ireland, like it's abroad.
Yeah.
And they're like, do you think Miranda is secretly like texting with Samantha, like on the side, like they're still friends? And she yeah. goes like this, I have to send you the clip. We'll post it on Big Wigs. She goes, no. And that's it.
Wait, what?
It was so funny. He was like trying to get anything out from like, yeah. of, like Kim Cattrall. And she was like, no. The no is so good.
Respectfully, no.
Not even respectfully. It's just a no. She's not. Oh, no. She's not texting Samantha.
Yeah.
I have a video I wanted to do that I was inspired to do, but I was in LA and I was busy and I was like, I can't shoot right now. So we'll see. If I can get it out before the next episode, I will. But there's a window. But I will say, lack of Steve in episode one was disappointing.
We missed it, definitely.
Very disappointing.
I felt the absence.
Thank you. I did too. I'll make sure that's changed. Don't worry. I'll give you some Steve.
Like, yeah, me as well. What would Steve have thought about Rosie?
Oh, I have an idea for it. I think he probably would have been like, thank God. Like, she's with like a tamed woman now. You know, like Che was a little like,
yeah,
too much.
Yeah, I don't want to deal with Che anymore.
Che was a little too over the hump of like, let's, you know, shotgun weed and have sex and be wild. Like
shotgunning scene.
Like, at least Rosie's like trying to take her to see a fucking play, you know? Like,
right.
A little more tamed, I'd say.
Wine and dine her, actually. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, can't wait for more. I think you should watch season two just to catch up.
I do feel a little bit out of the loop, though, because there were some questions I had that obviously would make more sense if I just watched season two.
Yeah. I mean, you've seen all of Sex and the City and the movies, right?
I think I've missed one of the movies.
What?
I know.
Oh, go watch. Which, the second movie, right?
The one where, what's the second one?
Abu Dhabi.
Yes. That's the
iconic one
I haven't seen.
I defended it in an article. You guys can all come for me and say that's a terrible movie. I defended it and I published an article about it. Just Google Anna Roisman, Sex in the City 2 movie.
I will be reading that. But you also loved this episode. So I don't have very...
Your expectations are too high, Dre.
You're right. I need to lower them. It's really not Sex in the City. We can't be thinking that.
No,
way.
You can't. This isn't just like that.
You're right.
And
you're right.
Just like that, they're going to throw a fucking fingering scene at us, okay?
It was just too much. Now, we need to talk about Sports Illustrated of it all and Bethany.
I had FOMO. I feel like everyone and their mom and their friend and their sister was in Miami this past weekend. I didn't even know about Swim Week.
Didn't even know.
It wasn't even just Sports Illustrated. It was all these swim brands. And all these people flew to Miami to like walk the runways for all these brands. Yep. Obviously, Sports Illustrated, it was a big one because it was the 25th anniversary. But I was like, wait, I want to be there. Like, I don't know. I'm not an aspiring model all the time, you know, once in a while.
Yeah.
But didn't you want to do
it? Yeah, same. Oh, my God. I loved everything surrounding it. It just looked like a really fun, glitzy, glammy event with lots of fun brands. And it just seemed like everybody was there, like you said. So yeah.
Stassi.
Kind of weirded out. Yes, Stassi walked. I didn't actually know what the requirements or what they were trying to look for when they were asking women to, you know, walk for Sports Illustrated. But I love the choices. I thought they did a wide range of body sizes. I love the inclusivity.
Lots of followings, great. I'd say. Big following.
So big social media accounts. Yes. Yeah.
Bethany looked amazing. I thought Bethany looked like a fucking supermodel. Like,
and she's not going to let us forget it. She has been on the socials. She's just like, listen.
Here's another photo.
Here's another one. Did you guys miss me? This is what I eat to be a supermodel.
Yeah. This morning, she was like dancing in her kitchen being like, what? People say I'm a supermodel. What can I? I'm not going to argue that.
Saw that. Wearing a thong.
Her wig looked great. Like,
oh my God. I want her to have that hair all the time.
It was a long, voluptuous, pretty wig. It was voluptuous. I don't know if that's the right word. Wavy, sexy, beachy.
Voluminous.
Voluminous. Thank you. Voluptuous is a different word.
Voluptuous could be, but usually that pertains to maybe, like, breasts.
Yeah. Her makeup, her spray tan, all of it looked fucking... Everyone on that runway, I was do they walk through like a machine that just like makes you hotter, like hots you up, like glows you up, because they all were
the glow was glowing,
right?
It was insane. I said, what are these people, what is the spray tan?
Who else
but
is there?
I have to believe it's like a glimmer paint that they're all wearing.
Alona,
Remy Bader was there.
Alona Mayer.
Yeah, I was obsessed with Alona. I thought she's really, I love everything that she does on social. I think she's
so,
so funny.
She's so like true to herself and just like real. Yeah, I love her.
Love that. Go, girl.
So you think we have a chance? Do you think next year?
So I posted about it. And then I read that this was like celebrating the 25th anniversary. So that's why they did the runway. But then Mackenzie Green, who is on Taylor's show, she wrote me and she was like, no, girl, it's every single year. Don't worry. You have a chance. I was like, oh, great.
What if we go as bigwigs and we walk together and then we like cover it and interview people?
Yes and yes. Yes and yes. Like the dream. A dream.
How fun would that be to become a swimsuit model for a day? Like,
it all looked so fun.
I think we should do a video of us auditioning for next year. Like, we'll put it out.
Like a Legally Blonde. I'm Elle Woods, and this is why you should have me at Harvard. Yeah, I agree. Because I think they missed out. You know, we really could have walked that runway in wigs.
Like, I'll walk on the subway in a bikini just to audition, you know?
Oh, I will do anything you want me to do.
Great. I think we should do it. I think it'd be so fun.
I thought there was going to be more reality stars actually walking the runway. I was surprised.
Maybe they were at other
like
shows.
One housewife, like Luann.
Luann could walk that runway. Luann's got a bod.
She totally could. She's been busy though. She was seen with a not to get off topic, but she was seen with an engagement ring, perhaps.
I know, right? You sent me that, like a big giant rock on her ring finger.
Yeah, well, she was just hanging out on her moped, her Vespa.
She was going to the store. She had to buy her man. I had to buy my man some soda. And, you know,
pack of land. He was thirsty.
I was out of cigarettes. I thought, I gotta go get some.
You gotta re-up. Yeah.
Keep them guessing, you know? Am I engaged? Am I not engaged? Anyone can wear a ring on their ring finger.
I guess they can, but we are very fascinated because you just did Love Hotel. Love Hotel, is it?
Love Hotel. I don't understand why they didn't let me do the theme song.
I don't know either. I think that would have been a shoo-in. You easily should have done that.
Just come to my next tour. You'll find out all the dirt.
Oh, I can't
wait. Next cabaret.
Yeah, we got to keep following that because she was seen with a fat rock.
I didn't finish
finger,
the
so.
Show. I watched like an episode. Honestly, I only watched one episode. I didn't finish it.
Well, you know, I found it interesting that Luann is obviously the most like sexualized. She's very sexy, loves hooking up, like, and she's open about it. She's very open about her sex life. And we loved watching it all the time on Roni. So
and on the show with Sonia.
crappy lake.
She was all over those men, right? She was like, oh, I fell in the mud. Hold me.
I just found it interesting. They had Shannon, and Shannon's not really like this like overly sexualized kind of person. Yeah. So I found it, I'm like, nobody can compete with Luann. If I was in a house with Luann at my age and her at her age, like right now, I would feel insecure. I'd be like, listen, she's getting all the men. She knows what she's doing.
She's confident and hot. Like that's what it takes. Confidence.
That's what she really is.
And a boob job. No.
True.
True. Wasn't that a good segue? I gave you
that was a fabulous segue.
Guess what, guys? Kris Jenner admitted about her facelift. Kylie is giving us the boob job tea.
She gave us, I mean, she provided every single detail that we could have asked. So because a girl on TikTok asked Kylie, listen, I want your recipe. What is
it? The Kardashians are giving back.
I mean, what givers, you know? Now, what did Kylie say?
Well, here's the thing. In 2022, she said she's never gone under the knife.
Which is rich.
But guess what? Maybe she did it late 2022 and got her boobs redone or something. I don't know. But she said she gave the exact measurement, 445 cc's, moderate profile, half under the muscle, silicone.
Silicone, baby.
Like, she literally was like, here's my secret sauce.
Garth Fisher is the doctor. You know what? So
her boobs do look great, honestly. Like,
it's fabulous.
And she's had two kids, and they don't look like big fake, you know, like they don't look too high. They don't look like big fake rock card. Like, they look natural.
They actually look very natural, and I'm thinking it's because it was under the muscle.
Half.
Me, completely guessing. Half under the muscle. That's what you want. You don't want them just on top.
Yeah, I guess so. The ones on top, you can really see. Like, especially when your skin is cold, you're like, you can just see.
Yeah.
I don't like that, like, big cleavage, you know? You got to be able to have a cleavage if you're going to get your boobs done. Like,
yeah, exactly.
I think that's part of the point.
She's got great.
I love this age of the celebrities telling us what work they've had done. I wish the men would do it, to be honest.
Do we, though? Because we can already tell, like, Brad Pitt. You know, I just want to know what Zac Efron had done because his face morphed.
I wish we could know. Like, here's the thing. Like, I don't know what he did, but Paul Rudd, you know, everyone famously is like, he doesn't age. He's had good work. Honestly, all these guys have had hair transplants. I know that. I feel like
wild.
It's like, yeah, like men age just like women. They're not like a different species. Like, they age and they do things, but, you know, no one really talks about it. And I think it's like, I think it's nice that the Kardashians, like Kylie Jenner is fucking telling us, like, here's what I got. Here's who I went to. Yeah. Like, have fun. Because I think it's in now, to be honest, like that. And like plastic surgery or injections or face, you know, like whatever you're doing, lasers and all that shit. Like, it's in to disclose this information, I think.
It's the age of transparency.
I like it.
I like it too. It makes me feel a little bit like we know we're in the know with them.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
I'm filling my lips today. You guys are going to see me talk about it on the internet.
Oh, look at Anna just being so transparent. Now, what are you asking for, sweetie? 445 double C.
445 cc's, half under the muscle. No. I just, I did it once last year, exactly a year ago. I did it for my birthday and I'm doing it again for my birthday because he was like, you don't really need too much more. I don't need that much more. My lips are nicer than they were, but I do think like they've come back to like normal a little bit because it's been a year and it dissolves. So I'm going to just freshen them up.
Get a little freshened up. But when you, do you have anything coming up this week?
Yeah, a lot.
The bruising.
I am singing all weekend at Joe's Pub.
Oh, great. Great, great, great.
Yeah. But I was bruised last time just a little bit, but I used Arnica and it was fine. And like, it's good. I'll be a little bruised. Well, and if someone looks at me, I'll be like, yeah, I filled my lips.
Well, yes, of course. Yes, I did fill my lips. Yeah.
You're a little more secretive about what you do, I think.
I have been, yeah, because I wasn't even sure if my family or everybody around me, sorry, I'm getting distracted and I didn't. My text messages are coming back and I thought I put do not disturb. So, I wasn't sure what my parents would say, but yeah, I did get my lips done because my cousin was this is me, my first time actually talking.
Oh my God,
about
I didn't mean to pimp you out like that, but I do appreciate the transparency. We all do.
Well, in the age, in the conversation of transparency, I obviously don't want to be here like, well, I ain't got anything done. No, but I have always, we've talked about it. I've always wanted a little bit more. The upper lip is such a, it never matches the bottom lip, and it just looks so much a little bit more even when you just get a little bit of like a little.
Yeah.
Little,
I did the flip.
You don't need
first,
a lot.
So,
yes. Yeah.
We can see like what I look like right now. And,
with the flip. Yeah. Now, the flip really is kind of just Botox in the upper lip. It kind of just keeps the lip not moving a lot. So it stays when you.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I think it's just becoming so much more accessible to a lot of people. And listen, if you want to change something about your body, I think we are all made beautifully. But if you want to improve or you want to change something, I think you should.
You know, as I get older, and my birthday's in 2 weeks, you know, I really take a look at my face and think, what do I need to do this time? You know?
Yeah.
I'm feeling...
There's something to be said about those laser peels, though. The chemical peels.
Oh, yeah. I want to do my under eye. Like, not fill it. I just want to do PRP there. I want to grow my own collagen there. You know what I mean?
Wait, is that where they take blood and they, like, prick it? And they
kind of, yeah. And then they, like, put it back
with
in.
The same blood?
Your plasma.
Your plasma. God, it sounds so scientific.
Like, you guys, if someone just dropped, like, I don't know, $30,000 from the sky and they were like, go have fun, like, I'd probably get a facelift.
I'd fuck around and get a facelift.
Oh, a facelift is more money than that, I think. $30,000 is undercutting it. But I just, like, I don't know. I'm really into, like, preserving my youth right now.
Listen, do it.
And I appreciate people who don't and are still hot and beautiful and, like, fucking comfortable in their own skin. Do whatever you want. But I'm in a phase right now where if I make a lot of money, I will look 24. You know what I mean? You're going to just be like, what did she do?
One thing about Anna is.
And I'll be like.
She's going to be keeping it youthful.
445 cc's. Okay. A facelift.
Part of Heather's show was so great. And one of the things she said was like, you know what? I really just don't mess with the natural girlies.
Yeah.
Because you know what? You want to have a full conversation. I'm just staring at your crow's feet. Karen, that's all I'm looking at. You got to fix your 11s, okay? And I was cracking
up. Once you start doing Botox, you do notice it more on
Oh my God,
people.
It's actually crazy. Yeah, you're like, oh wow, their forehead, you know, could use one like, pump, two pump. There.
I had a friend who was like, I'm going to start doing Botox this year. And I was like, I never want to be like, no, you don't need it. You look so good. I was like, you're going to love it. Like, just because your skin feels good after. I've never wanted to do my boobs. I've like kind of small boobs. I think they're like proportional to my body. However, as I get older and I see what gravity is doing to me, I do feel like I'll probably lift them at some point a little bit, you know?
Well, I can definitely see if I end up with a family, children. I mean, that's a toll on the body.
What if you just dropped on us?
Well,
if I end up with a family.
I don't know. So it's not looking promising for me. I got to figure my shit out. No, I have time. Thank God. Everyone's like, you have time.
Yeah,
I'm like,
young.
Do I?
You're very young.
I haven't frozen my eggs. Oh, well, you know who did get her titties redone and redone again was Kristen.
Oh my God. Are we going to see that on the show?
You might. Everybody's been asking me. And yes, I didn't really love how my tits were sitting. So I got a surgery on top of my surgery.
Three kids. Why wouldn't you? Yeah.
Three kids. And she's actually... And back to me now, she has been revealing her kids. She has kept them private their whole entire childhood, and she's been posting their faces now.
Are they on
the
show?
Emojis.
Maybe that's why.
Maybe that's what it is. Yeah, they might be. So, well, this show is actually a reality show about her going on tour and all the different shows she does and all the guests that she has. So maybe we don't see too much of her
home
life.
So meta,
but
a show within a show within a show.
Oh my God, I know, right? I am like meta queen.
When does it come out?
It comes out...
Big week for things coming out.
No, seriously. It's called Honestly Cavalieri. And yeah, it comes out this week. You know what? She's going to keep it consistent. First, it was very Cavalieri. And now she's got Honestly. Honestly Cavalieri.
Honestly, I love it.
Honestly, I love it. I think it's coming out tomorrow,
on
I want to say. On E.
Love.
Yeah, the headline tour. She's gone on tour. You know what? I really thought I was going to be asked to open for her in New York. I really did.
Oh, my God.
I just thought this was my moment. I said, Kristen, I know you don't know me, but no, she used to send me stuff from Uncommon James. She sent me a couple candles.
Yeah.
That was really big.
Love that.
I crack the F up.
I wanted to ask you, because you put this on our list and we just breezed over it. High school sweethearts get facelifts together. What was that?
Oh, my God.
Because we talked about how I'm going to get a facelift soon. Yeah.
Yes, and I wanted to ask, would you ever do this? Okay, so...
With Jared?
These high school sweethearts, I think they've been... Yeah. Like, if you... They've been together for so long, and they decided on as a gift to themselves that they're going to get facelifts together.
Is this a guy and a girl couple?
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I beg Jared every day to get Botox with me. I'm like, his and hers, let's do it. And he's like, no. So yeah, I would do it.
No, I'm
be
not
like,
doing
come
it.
On, let's both go under the knife. Let's do it together.
I mean,
would you?
Yeah. I don't know. It would have to. We really would have to be married for a long time, and I would need. There would need to be things we both want to change about each other. Like if we didn't need to do it, I'm not one for surgery. Actually, I don't actually like elective. Like the thought of it, I'm like going under does scare me. So I try to minimize that as much as possible. And you're under. You're under when you get a facelift, and it just looks so scary. But the after effects obviously are amazing if you have a good job. But
my grandma had a facelift when she was 50, and this was back in the Stone Age, really, when she was 50, because my grandma is no longer with us, but she died in 2019 and she was 97. And she looked amazing. Like,
wow.
People thought she was like in her 60s or 70s because she had this facelift so young. And my dad was like, the technology wasn't there. She was like wrapped up like a mummy for like 2 weeks, you know, afterwards. Like she was just like, but it was really tight.
Yeah.
And as she aged really well because of it. I mean, like by the, you know, 97, like it wasn't perfect. She could have probably done another one in her 80s or something, but it really lasted her. It like changed her. She was a very beautiful, very vain woman. So she, you know, obviously like elected to do that very young and for those times, I think. And it worked. So I always was like, I'm going to get one young. Look at my grandma. She looked great.
If you have that example, then I would trust it.
Yeah.
I would say this I could do.
This I could do. This was so fun.
Yeah. This really was. What do you think about JoJo Siwa? In the month of Pride, our girl has come out that she is madly
in love again. Yeah. Honestly, love is love. Okay, Dre? Love is love is love. And let JoJo love. I don't care who she's dating. I love her. I think she's crushing it. And I think she probably, you know, could still be interested in women. Like she probably is bi if she's been in relationships with women and now men. So I think good for her. You know, let her get it on.
So I'm gonna say good for her. To me, I just find it so interesting. You can't assume you know JoJo.
Yeah,
there's many sides to her. You got to peel her back like an onion. I wasn't ready for her to have this new budding relationship, but I guess here we go.
Listen, the thing I love most about her is she will always stay true to herself and go back on a reality show. And if she finds love there, even if it's not a dating show, even if it's Big Brother, she's getting something out of it. She loves it.
That's like Boston Rob finding the love of his life on Survivor.
I mean, thank God JoJo didn't fall in love with Tom Sandoval when she carried him through special forces. You know, that would have that would have been a crazy
to be honest, though. That would be one of the most shocking relationships to ever come out. Like I'm dying for Tom to date somebody that we would never expect.
Yeah, he probably will, or he probably already is.
He probably is. Well, he was with a girl for a while, and then they kind of, I guess, parted ways. I don't know.
Maybe she finally... good news. Before we part ways, I did find out at NBC that they're dropping the new Traitors cast in like 2 weeks.
Stop.
And I said, I have one request. Let Dorinda back on.
I mean, she needs her time to shine. She was given 2 seconds.
2 seconds. I think she could do really well on that show, actually.
I do, too. I'm excited. Have they announced the full Dancing with the Stars cast?
No, I don't think so. Ugh. It's not till like September, so.
Yeah, but people have been announcing.
One by one.
Slow drop.
All right.
Oh, my gosh.
That's the episode, guys.
Fabulous.
We'll be back. Good luck to all of you watching And Just Like That. May we all sleep better this week. And,
may it ever be in your favor.
Catch up on our last celebrity catch up, and we'll see you next time.
Yeah.
Love you. Bye.